You're listening to SBS News.
More than 60 countries have been hit with the coronavirus infection, which originated in China. Like Australia, Thailand recorded its first coronavirus-related death on Sunday. And coronavirus cases have also increased in Iran, South Korea and Iraq. South Korea has the second largest number of infections outside China. Infectious disease specialist Dr. Kim Jun-jae says Korea is changing its approach to dealing with the virus.
So in the past, our strategy was elimination and containment. But now, we are switching our strategy to mitigation and risk reduction. We can't quarantine and treat all patients. Those who have mild symptoms should stay at home and get treated. We should change our end goal strategy to lower death rates.
There have been more than 30 deaths in Italy, and today Australia updated its travel advice for Italy visitors to remain highly cautious and rethink the need to travel to isolated Italian towns. The Czech Republic has declared its first three COVID-19 cases. The Czech Deputy Health Minister is Eva Gottwaldova.
I would like to say that everything is going as it should. Regional hygiene stations are paying the standard attention to the cases of the new patients, like every infectious disease. The epidemiological investigation is in process. Stations are looking for all the people that positive patients have come into contact with, and therefore who are potentially at risk.
The number of infections in the United Kingdom has risen to 35, prompting the government to hold an emergency meeting. A man from the Diamond Princess cruise ship was the first British national to die from the virus, but the government won't be repatriating potential cases earlier as a result of the death. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says COVID-19 is the government's top priority, and he'll chair an emergency committee meeting to discuss the response.
We very much regret the loss of life of the individual concerned, but we think that the best thing to do is not to move people around too much in the current situation, not to repatriate, unless you can be absolutely sure that there isn't going to be a spread and a contagion to this country. So that's the principle that we're adopting.
UK Health Minister Matt Hancock says the country is in a containment phase. British Medical Association's Dr. Helena McEwen says she expects more cases will be diagnosed.
It is now becoming a little bit more difficult to identify how an individual has caught the illness, and that was the key. And unfortunately, we haven't been able to identify every single case of where the illness has come from. So we do have to expect now that we are going to see more of this in the coming week or two.
The United States recorded its first death on Saturday, a man in his 50s from Washington State who had existing health issues. Rhode Island's Governor Gina Raimondo had this message for the public after its first case was confirmed on Sunday.
Every single one of us has to play a role in being prepared and in limiting the spread of this illness. If you feel sick, stay home. If you're starting to feel sick, don't go to work. Don't go to school.
The widespread outbreak has affected the tourism industry, with the Louvre Museum in Paris closing on Sunday. Staff refuse to work because they are fearful about artworks being contaminated. This tourist from the Philippines says she wanted to see Leonardo da Vinci's famous work.
I want to go to see the Mona Lisa, the painting, but unfortunately it's closed. So I'm a bit disappointed, and I don't know why.
And as an election looms in Israel, politicians have urged voters not to be scared to head to the polls. It's believed some voters are considering staying home on Monday, but special booths have been established for people under quarantine suspected of having COVID-19. Finance worker Roman Krasnovsky says the health threat has been exaggerated.
Yes, of course I will go to vote. The coronavirus is basically more of a media. The media pumping it and people are afraid, but I hope it will be solved soon.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.